Mike in Stanford, what's up, Mike?
Hey, C-Mac. I'm so glad you just brought up that stuff about Glaver, because he drives me nuts. And I really, actually, before I get into Torres real quick, how great was the, because you brought it up, the Frank the Tank rant and blaming it on Sal.
Well, I couldn't even it was hilarious, because I couldn't understand a word he said until he said Sal Licata. Like, he was in full-blown, just so angry and animated and screaming that he really wasn't making sense. But he would throw in Sal Licata every once in a while, and I was like, oh, I got the Sal Licata part. I understand.
I think I'm so messed up, because I have watched so many of his videos.
Yeah.
Every time they lose, I get excited just because I get to see a rant.
Yeah.
So I actually understood every word of that video today, which is,
I mean,
you know,
listen,
I don't know what that says about me. But,
yeah, I mean, I think Sal was clearly having some fun. I mean, the idea.
I agree.
I mean, but it's so silly. It's so silly. But
a lot of Met fans
like are seriously pissed. I bet you there are. I bet you there are a lot of Met fans who are seriously pissed at Sal. He goes out on the limb and says something after Saturday, and then they lose after Friday. They lose the next two games. Brutal.
Yeah. Well, who would have known that Sal's tweets can
shape the universe.
Determine the baseball.
And then the sarcastic son of a you-know-what, well, I'm going to have to talk to that Sal Licata. He puts out the Yankees will win tonight, right before the Yankees.
I saw it.
Yeah, Well, it blew up in your face there, Sal.
Yep, and if you look at that tweet right under it, posted a picture of Frank freaking out, and I photoshopped the Yankee hat on him, so boom.
Boom. Boom, anyway, roasted. All right, what's your point about Glaber? Because he frustrates me too. Even last night, while he's hitting, how are you on third base and a line drive hits the pitcher in the ass and rolls away 5-6 feet and you are not scoring? How
unacceptable.
How in the world is that possible? I couldn't believe it.
Because Waldo didn't bail him out,
I know.
He would have been hearing even more of that.
And that's one of the things that make me feel good about the game and the team, because I look at things that would have been different last week or against the Mets. Like, against the Mets, obviously Trent Grisham doesn't get that hit off the wall. Not specifically the Mets, just that time period. But yeah, against the Mets, because they kick the crap out of them. Against the Mets, they don't score there. They don't score. Against the Mets, Rodon gives up the back-to-back home runs. The inning falls apart. Like, a lot of the things that have gone the wrong way over the last 2 months, that, you know, and that Glaber's perfect. For him not to score off of that ball a month ago or the last, you know, during this stretch, that run ends up not scoring. But today,
without a doubt.
But today, Oswaldo Cabrera comes through with a double and scores the runs. I mean, it's just, it feels a little bit different. It does. It feels a little bit different. But yeah, no, Glaber pisses me off. Glaber baffles me. I can't understand why he is the way he is, where it's, you know, sometimes it could be really good and then he's still prone to the boneheaded play. I just don't know. I don't know how you move him and how I feel good about it. I got to be honest. I'm still not. I don't think it's so bad that it's just anything is better than him. I'm not at the point where as long as they get rid of him, they'll be better off. Like, I'm not there yet.
I actually am there, because I think that we've seen enough of Glaber that we know who he is. And I'm actually even more happy that ever since, like, they benched him, his numbers have been up. So I'm like, great, stock value up. Cashman, get on the phone before Tuesday and move him and get another bullpen arm. But that's just me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that. But, again, who's trading you a bullpen arm?
I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, I just don't know. Like, because now Gleyber Torres is a free agent at the end of the year, so you can forget trading him to anybody who stinks, right? No team that's not trying to win right now is going to take Gleyber Torres, because they got to pay him in the offseason. So it's about a team that thinks Gleyber Torres can help them win this year. And so now what team is in a position where they're willing to take on Gleyber Torres to help them win this year and have extra really good bullpen arms to send the Yankees way? Like, I just, I don't know.
Yeah,
Like, good, you know, Seattle needs some offense. Do they have relievers they could send? I mean, didn't they just add a reliever? Like, these teams, bullpen is so important. These teams don't have just extra bullpen pieces to throw around.
But that's the thing I'm confident about, is because if we know one thing about Cashman, he is somehow able to get bullpen arms of people we've never heard of, and it for the majority it turns out. So that's why I'm thinking, like, if he can work his magic,
do it with a low level prospect. Don't do it with Gleyber Torres, who's now hitting 300 over the last 3 weeks. Like, I want as many good offensive players as possible. And I still believe Gleyber Torres can be a good offensive player. I still believe that. He's gonna make a mistake. He's got his head up as you know what on the base path sometimes. He makes the error at the end of the game, and then the top of the order comes up. I was going to cry. He makes the error at the end that should have been the final out of the game last night, and then Duran comes up, and I'm just like, I know it's 6 runs. I know. But now, I mean, he hits a home run. They're halfway to, like, I'm like, you can't blow that. I mean, he makes you want to scream at the television, no doubt. And I not only, I say this 100%, and I like Gleyber as a person, I suppose. I mean, I don't know him, but he seems like a nice enough guy. I have nothing against him personally. Gleyber Torres, not only won't he be a Yankee next year, he can't be a Yankee next year. All right, I'm done with him, just like most of you are done with him. So don't take this as, I love Gleyber, I want him here, I need him here, I want him back next year if they could sign him to a good contract. No, I don't care if he'll play for a dollar. I don't want Gleyber Torres here next year. But moving forward this year, I'm afraid to let go of anybody who's hitting fairly well with this, the way this offense has gone. Because let's be honest, everyone wants Jonathan India. They could bring in Jonathan India and he could be awful. Jazz Chisholm might not get another hit. I have no idea. Or he might not be able to stay healthy, as he almost went down in his first time rounding the bases for the Yankees. I have no idea. I'm willing to ride with him. You can jettison DJ LeMahieu. You still have Jones on this team you can get rid of. Like, I don't care. I don't care. I'll have a bench with Gleyber Torres on it, if that's the way it pans out. I'll have a bench with Gleyber Torres and Verdugo on it. I don't care. I'm not trading away any good players because I can't afford to. I still want to add Jonathan India. That'd be great. He's the leadoff hitter. Great. I'll still keep Gleyber Torres. Thank you.